This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 4, 5, and 6, covering the light of dawn, keep your heart with all vigilance, the danger of the forbidden woman, rejoice in the wife of your youth, and go to the ant. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most
Almighty God in his mercy has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
And peace to his people on earth. The strength of all who trust in you, and without your aid we can do no good thing. Grant us the help of your grace, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6. Now there's great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. And those who desire to be rich will fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plague people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called and by which you are made, which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is blessed and the only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for the riches of the present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hope on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly provides for us everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up riches for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may hold to which is true life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. At his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, then they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, St. Luke takes us into the very precincts of heaven and hell through Jesus' vivid story of the rich man and Lazarus. When Lazarus died, he was carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham at the ongoing feast of heaven. At his death, the rich man entered the torment of Hades to suffer among the flames. For those who are in Christ Jesus by baptism and faith, who attentively listen to Moses and the prophets and their witness, who commune with Christ and his saints at the Lord's Supper, this story gives comfort and hope. For those suffering like Lazarus, beaten down and broken by this fallen world, who hunger now and yearn for satisfaction at the messianic feast of heaven, this story affirms that Christian life is one of suffering, poverty, and sacrifice for the sake of Christ and for the sake of his church. But to dwell only on the blessings of heaven and the torments of hell would be a mistake, for we may forget that Jesus' story is addressed to real people, to Pharisees and publicans, to sinners and self-righteous, who live in the real world with real problems and with real issues. Jesus came to call sinners and invite the suffering and the poor to come to the feast so that it might be filled. At his death, poor Lazarus crosses the threshold and is given the highest seat, the bosom of Abraham, and he reclines at table in the kingdom of God with Isaac and Jacob and all the saints from east and west, from north and south. The Pharisees know that the rich man in Jesus' story represents them. The rich man has taken merrymaking to an excess. To feast every day illustrates the improper use of possessions. He's out of control, and like the rich fool, he does not see that all that he has is gift, and that every gift from God is to be shared with those who have not. Like poor Lazarus, lying by his door in need of a few crumbs from his table. As a lover of money, the rich man did not use his possessions in acts of mercy. His life of feasting was detestable before God, and therefore the ongoing feast of heaven was not to be his. The Pharisees also know that Lazarus represents all the outcasts of Israel whom Jesus wants them to invite to their feasts, because they cannot repay them, for they will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. To do this is to show mercy, to give alms, to use the gifts God has given us in love and charity. Lazarus is the perfect recipient for almsgiving from the rich man through the proper use of his possessions. But the rich man's obsession with the pleasures of possessions causes him to ignore Lazarus. Instead, the dogs lick Lazarus's wounds. At this moment, Jesus introduces the great reversal. Lazarus died and is carried by the angels into the bosom of Abraham. Lazarus may not have feasted at the rich man's table, but now he feasts forever in eternity. The beatitude of Jesus is coming to fulfillment. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. But the great reversal of this story could not have happened without another great reversal, where a man from heaven broke into our world. And though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. The great reversal is about the one who was poor for you, who hungered in the wilderness for you, who wept for you as he entered Jerusalem, who received hate, insults, and exclusion for you, and who was cast out and crucified outside Jerusalem as evil because he was the Son of Man. This poor man, Jesus, bore in his body all your sores, all your guilt, all your shame, all your sins. And all blessedness comes from the humility and poverty of Jesus in his submission to a shameful death on a cross. During his life, the rich man did not listen to Moses and the prophets. He did not go to synagogue. He did not give alms. He did not embody the kingdom in a life of mercy and charity. Now, in torment, he begins to think of others, his brothers, and asks for a miraculous sign that Abraham send Lazarus to bear witness to them. Even in torment, the rich man does not understand the reality of the kingdom. He does not consider the word of God, the testimony of Moses and the prophets, to be enough to produce repentance. Like many before him, he desires a miraculous sign. If only someone would rise from the dead, he says, and tell my brothers about this place of torment. Someone did rise from the dead and appeared before the Emmaus disciples. Through Moses and the prophets, Jesus expounded to them that the Christ must suffer and enter his glory. He showed them that the entire Old Testament is about him, about his death and resurrections. And their hearts burned within them. And when he broke bread with them, their eyes were opened, and they knew that he was the crucified and risen Christ. Through hearing Moses and the prophets, through radical repentance and a violent break with the past, we enter the kingdom of God, where we show mercy as our Father in heaven has shown mercy to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended
Let us lift up our voices to the God of all grace, imploring him to have mercy on us and all creation. Lord of heaven and earth, in holy baptism we died with Christ and a new creation emerged. Put to death in us all complacency, fear, doubt, pride, lust, and lovelessness, and daily raise a new man within us to live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Lord, in your mercy. King of kings, bless our nation and give us honest leaders who seek to uphold the common good. Sustain the industry in our land, giving us employers filled with integrity and workers who serve faithfully and honestly. Bless our financial institutions with stability, that they may serve the needs of all our people. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you uphold the cause of the oppressed and you frustrate the ways of the wicked. Look with favor upon those throughout the world who languish in places of unrest, where lawlessness and terror reign. Defend the innocent and law-abiding, and provide all those who work for peace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you sent your Son to be our good physician. Sustain all those who are burdened with physical ailments, and according to your mercy, grant them healing and relief. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, on Calvary you poured out your life for us, even unto death. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink of that life in your precious body and blood, given us in your most holy supper, that we would be strengthened in both body and soul for loving service to the neighbor. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, In giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.